What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. I am thrilled to have a new quarantine buddy with me, locked up raw at the Chateau McMahon, if you will, Compound McMahon, or as some people might call it, the Fun House, because literally we're sitting in my mom's office right now and it looks like a fucking bomb went off. We're living in chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. He's half Asian, half Mexican, and 100% sassy. He's my best friend in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, Raymond Padilla.
Hello.
How you doing?
You know, I've been better.
Why is that? Because you came from Nantucket?
Yeah, I came from Nantucket. It was beautiful. It's a gorgeous island. And I came here and you have snakes.
I have snakes. Elaborate.
There was a snake in your garden on your porch this morning. Nobody told me. You know how I feel about wildlife. I'm not well.
Okay, first of all, we've done the research. It's a rat snake and it's not poisonous and it actually kills rats, which is, oddly enough, my mortal enemy is a rat. So I don't understand why you have a problem with it.
Well, because I just don't. You listen, snakes are just not for me.
Yeah, a lot of things aren't for me. It's not like I go out and I'm a snake charmer, right? But we're in Georgia. We have animals. You're telling me Nantucket has nothing? You told me that in Nantucket, they have dead bunnies everywhere.
They do have dead bunnies everywhere. That is the truth. That's why I'm running for mayor. I'm cleaning up the streets.
So you're running for mayor of Nantucket.
Running for mayor of Nantucket. I went there. It was gorgeous. I was quarantined there with my roommate from LA. She has a place there. She's been there all summer. And, you know, I'd never been to the island. It was, you know, it was nice.
Okay. But you have to elaborate on the fact that there's dead bunnies everywhere.
Okay. Well, so my roommate told me there is a overpopulation of bunnies on the island and there's no predators that eat bunnies.
Okay.
They don't have like wolves. Is that what he, I think that's what he,
they don't have wolves.
Yeah, or like coyotes or whatever eats bunnies.
I would imagine coyotes before a wolf. How many wolves do you see? Aren't wolves sort of like a mythical creature?
No, wolves exist. Wolf it down.
Yeah, okay. Ray and I, we argue a lot, but the one thing we agree on, it's the phrase is wolf it down. Everyone corrected me and said it's wolfing it down. But a wolf wolfs it down.
Correct. Like I wolf down a bag of Cheetos.
Right. I don't wolf it down.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely not to the fact that somebody's trying to tell us they don't wolf down their food.
Correct. So wolves wolf bunnies down.
I think you only find wolves in like northern Canada.
I don't know if that's true.
Maybe Wyoming.
I think they were in California at some point.
Okay, maybe they migrated.
Everyone has a t-shirt with a wolf on it.
Howling at the moon.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got to be more than just Canada.
Okay, you know, in every like middle school, you always had that kid who had the mustache that grew in like too soon. Like he was in like the sixth grade and had a full mustache. He always had a milk mustache on top of the real mustache. And he wore the t-shirt that had the wolf howling at the moon. And my school, that kid's name was, it was always like a Dylan, you know, and he was a little weird and he's probably, I'm in a burn book somewhere. I was nice to everybody though, but I still wonder like, what was that kid in your
school? So that kid in my middle school, not to like, you know, throw him under the bus, but his name I think was Eric. He was an Eric. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I didn't really follow his story after middle school because I moved on to bigger and better things despite being bullied. And I think he married an older woman.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he married an older woman.
But like 20 years a senior.
Yeah, correct. And mm-hmm. he like married her straight out of, you know, junior college.
Yeah.
That he didn't finish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But somehow has like a thriving online business.
Probably. And I mean, he doesn't live where I'm from anymore, I assume. I don't know. He's real active on Facebook. Uh-huh. I'm sure he doesn't have the Instagrams.
And he's into like exotic cars.
Yeah.
But 100%. Not like he can afford them. He's just into them.
Right, right, right. He has like the posters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That is a Dylan Eric combo.
Yeah, for sure.
Eric Dylan. That's what we'll call him.
Yeah, Eric Dylan.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, wait. So let's get back to, I felt bad because I told Ray's like, I want to come down to Atlanta. I was like, fantastic. You've been quarantined in Nantucket. But he's been like living in the lap of luxury because Nantucket's cute and quaint and everything's put together. And he came down to our house. And while we have a beautiful home, we're just living in construction. So there's just, it's a shit show because our entire basement is now shoved into our dining room because they're doing the floors down there right now. So then we can move the furniture down. We're just living in chaos.
And this is the thing. You were honest with me, but you tend to embellish everything. Uh-huh. So I just assumed you were being dramatic.
Okay.
Because you just didn't have seven bathrooms like you normally do. And then I got here and I was like, oh.
This isn't Nantucket.
I literally looked at your mom the first night. I was like, Robin, are you good?
Right.
Because like your kitchen, what's going on?
And you know, you've been here a million times. Robin doesn't allow somebody to put down a fucking pencil.
No. I've been here before where Robin follows me around with a coaster. You know what I mean?
Aggressively.
She's just following me around all day. And I'm like, I won't put the cup down.
Right.
I got it.
She took away her chocolate. I get these packs of, they're like coconut clusters with dark chocolate. They're all organic. Literally one of the cleanest little sweet treats you can get from Costco. It's my downfall. I'm addicted to it. She literally ripped the bag out of my hand just now in front of Ray. She looked at me and goes, you don't need these. And then looked at Ray and goes, you don't need these either. And we were like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Literally last night, I was like, I got to get on the scale. I got to know before I like eat 17 pounds of cheese here. And then she was like, no, you look great. You don't, it doesn't even matter. You look good. You look the best I've ever seen you. You're so cute. And then right now she literally told me I couldn't have chocolate.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I love her. Yeah. But I guess because she's living in chaos and you're, you know, not helping.
Right.
The only thing she can control is our weight.
Mm-hmm. Because hers is always perfect.
Right.
Yeah. It's a little crazy. So I just feel bad. Like we're sitting in the office. I'm looking at the aftermath of when I did the live show. It's a wild time, but I just want to apologize first and foremost because you are a man who likes luxurious things and you basically showed up to a hoarder's house.
That is true. But I got to give you where your credit. Like my room is empty. We cleared that room out.
And we just redid the bathroom. Yeah. So
that room is great. But the rest, we got to talk. I mean, we have nowhere to watch television.
No, we don't. We have no working TVs because you know how hard it is to find like a home theater guy? It's impossible.
I've never had a home theater.
But you know what I mean? Like when you have these fancy TVs.
You have some guy named John who comes with a van and a bunch of wires.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't find a guy with a van and wires.
I have a guy in LA.
How's that going to help me, Ray?
Well, I don't know. We could call him and see if he knows a guy in Atlanta. I mean, it's like the mafia. It's the TV mafia.
Literally, we have a TV in our kitchen that is framed so it looks like a piece of artwork. And we haven't been able to turn it on literally since my dad died. Because the guy, listen how fucked up this is. The guy who did our kitchen, who redid our kitchen. My dad died. He didn't want to deal with my mom because he knew that like he would have to kind of hold her hand, like help her figure out how to like use the remote and all that shit. So we just quit answering our phone calls because I know he didn't want to deal with my mom.
That's messed up.
And so we haven't been able to turn on the TV. So now I'm determined. I'm like, I've got three ATV. Do you call them ATVs?
No, ATVs are the things that Ozzy Osbourne almost died on.
Oh, that's when you go to like.
That's when you're like backcountry ride.
AVR guy.
Okay.
It's hard to find them.
Right.
If anybody's listening and you're in the Atlanta area and you know how to like do fucking TVs and shit, please call me.
Well, I know that guy in LA. He did Justin Bieber's TV.
And how'd that turn out?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, and I'm not trying to get bamboozled. I'm not trying to have some guy come in here and be like, you need a whole new system, new subwoofers. No, I just want the basement TV to work.
Mm-mm, I'm not trying to get bamboozled either.
If you're locked up raw like me and you're still trying to get your swerve on by having a crisp glass of wine or 10 at night, and you don't want to feel those next day blues, the hangover, the anxiety, all that jazz, listen, I want you to check out DHM Detox. They've been a sponsor of the podcast for a while and I continue to use it and it's just one of my favorite products on the earth. Basically, DHM Detox is a vitamin for people who like to enjoy alcohol. It is a smart, responsible way to enjoy your booze. Listen, start taking care of your body when you drink. It's not just about being dehydrated. It's actually about what happens the way your body breaks down the toxins that come from alcohol. So the next day when you're feeling hungover, it's not just because you didn't have enough water. It's actually because your body's trying to flush out those toxins. Well, if you take DHM Detox, if you take two pills when you start after your first drink. It'll literally start to eliminate those toxins and help your body feel better the next day. Here's the thing. I put them in my purse when we get back to life and we're able to go out and about, throw them in your purse, take them on the road, whatever you need. Just take two capfuls after your first couple of drinks and it goes to work. They come in convenient packs, so they're easy to share with friends and family when you're celebrating. Here's the thing. Just figure out how important is your next day. Do you want to get out there and face the day and like kick ass? Then hey, you don't want to be hungover. Here's the thing. DHM Detox is a risk-free purchase. So if you aren't satisfied after taking the product, they'll give you your money back. I've got 20% off your order. Just head over to nodayswastedco.com and use promo code absolutely at checkout. That's nodayswastedco.com. And if you have any questions, send a message to DHM Detox on Instagram. Now back to the podcast. Okay, so we still haven't gotten to the fact that, all right, so there's dead bunnies all over Nantucket.
Yeah, so there's dead bunnies all over Nantucket because there's an overpopulation. I guess people just run them over on the street all the time. No one comes and picks them up. I don't know. You got to talk to Nantucket about that. I'm trying to run for mayor, but I don't live there yet.
How hard do you think it'll be to get a property in Nantucket? What do you think that campaign's going to look
like? Well, when my friend was driving me around, she said that they were trying to, you know, get more housing for people with like affordable wages. So I don't know how far down I am on that list.
I would imagine pretty far down.
Okay, well, that's rude.
Me too. You think I got Nantucket money? Ray, I've had like mild success over the last year and I can't even afford an Airbnb in Nantucket.
I mean, well,
what are we going to do? You said a lobster roll was like $75.
It was $30.
Can I tell you, I don't get the Hamptons. I've been multiple times.
I've never been.
It's beautiful, but the ocean sucks unless you're out on a boat. If you're out on a boat and you're going out to the islands and it's really hot out, then it's nice. But day to day, just going to the beach, I don't really get it. The water's really cold.
The water wasn't that cold in Nantucket, I guess, but it was also pretty hot. I mean, I don't know. I'm also from the Pacific, so the water's normally cold.
I do 38. I do a Florida moment with the beautiful...
Ew, disgusting.
No, first of all, 38 is beautiful. I say it's the Hamptons of the South. People don't know. You don't know. I'll take you down to Seaside, Rosemary Beach, Watercolor, and your mind will fucking explode.
Listen, Florida is lawless right now. I am passing on Florida.
It is a lawless place right now. I will give you that. But we have Caribbean water, Gulf of Mexico water down the street.
Well, if I'm going to go to the Gulf of Mexico, I might as well just go to Mexico and be with my people.
We can't go right now, Ray.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Well, you're going to run for mayor of Nantucket.
I hope so. I'm trying to just like Taylor Swift. I'm trying to be like a vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like East Coast. I'm trying to meet my husband who's going to be the future president. My ultimate goal in life. I mean, you want to win an Oscar and an Emmy, but like that's for losers. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to be the first gentleman because there's nothing like being first to the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I would still be first if I won an award for acting. I would still be the first in that.
But you will never be the first gay man to hold the office of first lady.
Well, I can't be the first gay man.
Exactly. So I've already won.
Okay. You know what? Always tit for tat with you. I was going to volunteer to run your mayoral.
No, your mom's a hazard.
What does my mom have to do with this?
Because they're going
to
look into your background, check your taxes, check your sandwich orders. You know what I mean? And your mom's over there saying she's plant-based, eating fish every day. So
Robin is a little bit of a conundrum. Last night she made a pasta with prosciutto and she's Ray's like, are you still plant-based? She goes, yeah, but I have a little prosciutto. I'm like, having a little pork is not even close to plant-based.
No, not at all.
Yeah. We'll be at a restaurant and she'll be like, yeah. So can I see the vegetarian menu? Also, do you have lamb? I'm like, lamb is a very distinct meat.
Right. Meat is meat.
Meat is meat. Listen, Ray, anything that you and I are going to run for, somebody's going to like do a light background check and neither of us are going to pass because you got fired from SoulCycle. I almost got fired from SoulCycle.
Yeah, but you know what? I got fired from SoulCycle by a woman who had sexually harassed me. So she used to rub her sweaty body on it and be like, oh, you like my sweat? And I'd be like, ew, no. Okay,
I don't think we can talk about this because then like, I guarantee you we're going to hear from HR. We did at one point have a boss that crossed the line a little bit.
Well, everyone at SoulCycle crosses the line a little bit when it comes to physical touch. I did not because I'm not a physical touch kind of person.
Yeah, good luck if you can get a hug from Ray.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, listen.
Obviously what we're going through is rough, but I am so grateful that from now on, I don't have to shake anybody's hand. I'm going to elbow and that's it.
I shook somebody's hand the other day. I had my mask on. I was picking up my car or my mom's car because, you know, that's another thing we're going to get into is the car.
Oh my God, yeah.
And this woman came up. She's like, hey, I follow you on Instagram. I work here. We would love to help you out with a new purchase. And I just immediately went to shake her hand. And as soon as I did it, I said, I am so sorry. I just completely, you know, I'm an eye contact handshaker.
Yeah, you are.
I like to assert myself in a powerful position in the sense that like, hey, I want you to know we're coming to this conversation on equal playing field.
Right. And seeing I'm very European. So I like the double cheek kiss. I don't need
or
a
just
handshake.
A quick slap on the ass.
Yeah, but I on the plane the other day when I was flying, they come by and they're asking, and you know, I was in a full hazmat suit. So already it's like tough to hear. It's a whole vibe. And anytime they came by, I just waved my hand no, and then I did a namaste.
Okay.
You know, so that it didn't come off as like a, you know, Meryl Streep and Devil Wears Prada.
Right, like you were shooing them off.
No, it was a gentle namaste.
That's very great. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder, I was in Asia in January and February, and I really loved a lot of the cultural things that how they greet each other, how it's very polite, how you remain eye contact, you don't turn your back on someone. I would love to be able to bow to people and do a little bit of namaste. I think that I probably can't do that as a white woman, but can you like get back to me on that? I know you're Chinese, but can you like
We kept a traditional Asian home when I was younger. I mean, no shoes in the house. You had to a rough cleaning every day. It's just, that's just what we did, you know?
Right.
I don't know if you can bow as a white woman. I mean, every yoga instructor that got this yoga certification during this pandemic is most likely a white woman.
Right.
So up to you.
Or Eric Dillon. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. He's getting some sort of like CrossFit cert.
No, he didn't have the energy for CrossFit. He would probably be doing like some gyrokinesis. Ew, or something.
Hopefully CrossFit dies because that is filthy. I mean, we've both worked in multiple gyms. Don't judge us.
Yeah.
Whatever. It has nothing to do with your body. It's all about your personality.
Exactly.
And, CrossFit gyms have got to be the most foul place I've ever been. They're not cleaning. Think about the way they cleaned.
And everybody's just barfing all over the place.
And sweating everywhere.
No.
Oh no. I don't like, you know, in high school, they used to say that the wrestling team all used to always get ringworm because they never clean the mats. Mm-mm. I don't mess with CrossFit gyms.
I never understood wrestling. They always had the cauliflower ear where they get the fucked up ear. Yeah.
Ew, what's a cauliflower ear?
So it basically when you get held down or like the cartilage in your ear expands or it's just from like getting your ear squished. I'm probably way off, but you get like a fucked up weird ear. Like all the UFC fighters have it. They have these it's called cauliflower ear and it's disgusting.
I mean, I was down for a singlet, but I don't need the sweat.
Well, was I down for a singlet?
Well, I mean, some of the guys were cute.
The wrestling guys were all like 4'11". They were tiny.
I mean, if you don't think that I was a WWE fan, Stan, number one, read The Rock's biography at 12 because he was rocking in a Speedo, you're mistaken.
But were you a fan of WWE because you liked the theatrics of it because you're an extra man or because the guys were hot?
I think it was a little combo of both.
Can I be honest with you? I've looked at a lot of the WWE guys. Not that cute. Mike the Miz is cute. He's my type.
I don't know. I don't really follow it anymore because I've come to find better entertainment.
Like what, Ray? Like what? What is your better entertainment?
You know, just television, film, staring at myself in the mirror for an hour. Mm-hmm. It's all better than WWE now. But yeah, I know I used to love the narrative. I'd like, you know, Triple H was dating what's-his-name's daughter and I was into
Vince
The Rock.
McMahon.
Yeah, Vince McMahon. Yeah.
In college, guys would always come up to me drunk and they'd be like, Heather McMahon, is your dad Vince McMahon? And I used to say yes. And I knew the backstory. I never watched wrestling, but I'd always say yes so that they would be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And they didn't even
realize. What was his daughter's name? Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
She used to wear horrible. Stephanie.
She married Triple H.
Did they actually get married?
I think so.
I don't remember. I mean, she used to wear horrible Jose Banks suits with like a pink top and wow, she needed a haircut.
What did you say? Jose Banks?
Yeah, Jose Banks. Is that what it is?
Joseph A. Banks. Jose Banks. First of all, love that you made
JOS period A. Banks.
No, Joseph A. Banks.
I've never seen the F.
Joe's A. Banks. I'm pretty sure it's Joseph A. Banks.
I mean, you don't even know. We both say wolf.
I love you like Jose A. Banks.
Yeah, she used to wear horrible suits from there. I feel like that was her vibe.
I think it's only a men's store.
Well,
she probably was buying them.
She still was wearing them.
She would go with Vince, her dad, and they get like a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I used to love WWE. I mean, I read The Rock's biography as a child.
That is,
and I knew he was going to be a star.
You know what? You and I have both been able to clock people and tell if they're going to be stars. And that's why I think we both clocked each other.
That's
and
right.
We put our claws on each other very early on in our SoulCycle careers because I said, he's got star potential. And you obviously knew I was a star rising.
Right, of course. I saw you eat one burrito and I knew you were going to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
100%. So it's really, we're friends just because we were going to stab each other in the back later on in life. If you saw a couple of weeks ago, my sister had a couple of my Vizzy hard seltzers, but didn't realize that there was any hard seltzer in them. She just thought it was a gorgeous, delicious, refreshing drink with extra vitamin C. I literally came home and she's like, Heather, these are delicious. Why did I want to take my pants off? I was like, girl, because those are hard seltzers. Vizzy hard seltzer is my favorite hard seltzer drink out there. Listen, you can choose from any hard seltzers, but I want to choose one that has a bold, refreshing, natural flavors, antioxidant vitamin C, and Vizzy just makes that decision so much easier. They've got flavors such as pineapple mango, black cherry lime, strawberry kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate. The black cherry lime is so freaking delicious. I could have six of them. I'm obsessed. They are so, so good. And the cool thing is with Vizzy, you have literally a hard seltzer that has antioxidant and vitamin C. It's extracted from the acerola cherry, and it's a super fruit with 30 times more vitamin C per cup than an orange. So if you're going to choose something, why not choose a Vizzy hard seltzer that has antioxidants in it? It has 5% alcohol by volume and 100 calories and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can. So every sip of Vizzy is more exhilarating and refreshing, and you don't have to worry about drinking a sugary drink that's got a ton of calories in it. It's just a light, great thing to sip on the pool or if you're, I don't know, out doing the garden, whatever you're doing to stay home and stay safe, enjoy Vizzy while you do it. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to Vizzy, V-I-Z-Z-Y, heartseltzer.com. That's V-I-Z-Z, heartseltzer.com. You must be 21 or older to purchase. But in the meantime, between time, honey, get your Vizzy hard seltzer and get that vitamin C going. Now, back to the podcast.
Here's the thing that we didn't tell each other is that, like, while it's funny to watch us eat stuff,
yeah,
that we will gain all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a mistake we made early on.
Putting on the weight or not, or what?
I think both, putting on the weight and just eating everything. I mean, we used to get like 10 pizzas delivered for free.
That was a thing. And I'm pretty sure we've talked about this on the podcast before, but when you work at a gym, people try and con you and like scam you into getting them into classes by bringing you sweet treats. So we would have like the guy who owned like the best pizza shop in LA, yes, to get into class. He would just bring us.
When I worked at the SoulCycle Santa Monica one, we had an unlimited gift card to 800 Degrees Pizza, which is like the hot fire wooding. It's like a Chipotle pizza place where you, yeah, like, you know, make it to order and it's ready in 5 minutes. We had unlimited gift card.
That's insane.
We were making $12 an hour. You think I wasn't going to get free pizza for lunch every day?
Of course.
And I was getting the gelato and the meatballs.
I remember when they sat me down for a review and I got a quarter raise. And earlier that week, I'd been covered in someone's blood because Scott, because he bit his tongue in the middle of class. And then I had to go in there in like literally a hazmat suit.
Uh-huh. And I think you were on Vyvanse.
Yeah. And I was just fucking over it. And I remember going, you're going to raise me a fucking quarter?
Uh-huh.
I'll raise you a lawsuit because I was covered in blood.
Correct.
Not my own.
Wait, right before I got fired, I think one of the other reasons I got fired was because it was review time and they were like, Ray, we need to do your review. And I was like, okay, well, these are the dates I'm available. Our manager never worked, so she couldn't get the review done. And then I was like, okay, well, what's my raise? And they were going to give me a nickel. And I had worked there for 2 years. 2 years. Okay. And I was basically a manager. All right. And she wanted to raise me a nickel. And then I remember she called me because all the managers had to go to New York for a retreat. Uh-huh. And she was like, Ray, I need you to sign your review paperwork. I need you to sign your raise paperwork. I'm the only manager who still doesn't have all his employees with their reviews signed. And I was like, I'm not signing it because a nickel is unjust.
And then you got fired.
And then I got fired 2 weeks later.
Wow.
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 Just a man fighting for his rights. A gay fighting for his rights. A gay Mexican Chinese man, fat man, fighting for his rights at a bougie white gym.
Okay. So with that being said, Ray and I have decided, because I'm hunting for a car right now.
Yes.
And so Ray and I have decided we're going to take all of his extraness and all of his diversity and mm-hmm. go to a car shop.
That's right.
Ray, tell the people what you think I should drive.
Well, I think you should get a Subaru.
Why?
Because it's just sensible. You know what I mean? You can go to the mountains. You can go to the beach. It's in the sand.
Why would I go to the mountains?
Well, I don't know. Because I don't know. Why wouldn't you go to the mountains?
I don't think I'm a Subaru kind of gal.
I know. But when you wake up, you have a lesbian energy. And I think that's what you need to do. You just need to get a Subaru. No offense to lesbians. Love them.
Right.
And I think that's your vibe.
Why would you say a lesbian energy? Is it because I'm full steam ahead?
You wake up hoarse, broad, tired,
sweaty,
and then like ready to snap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a morning person.
You're not a morning person. You never have been.
When people say like, I'm a morning person, like I don't even understand what that means.
Also, kudos to you. Try staying up till the wee hours of the morning, really hearing your thoughts at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Let me know when you're face to face with, you know, the fucking mirror at 4 a.m. wondering, who am I?
Also, you never see movies about morning people. You see movies about people going into the forest being up till 4 in the morning, okay?
Figuring shit out.
That's right. Facing their demons.
Yeah.
Hearing the fucking sticks and the snakes crackling.
A fucking men.
That's right.
So, okay. So Ray thinks that I need a Subaru, which I'm, you know, no hate, no shade to Subaru, but I don't think that's the life I'm trying to live. But we decided we're
going to... But I was also down for the Bronco.
Those aren't out. We have to wait. Ford is redoing the Bronco.
I thought you had connections now. You can't
I have connections, but I don't have connections to the Ford Bronco because it's not even out yet.
I don't know.
A sorority sister whose dad owns like all the dealerships.
Currently, I'm taking applications for a new best friend who have bigger pools. I need someone who can get a Bronco early.
Bigger pools? My pool is huge.
No, like bigger pool. Like
pool. You said pool.
I meant pool.
Wolf or wolf? Wolves or wolf? Wolf.
Woof, you woof it down.
Here's the deal. I am the queen of razzle dazzle selling, and so are you. But our game plan is, Ray said that he wanted to put my mom in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And he's going to dress like a nurse.
Yes, and a pretend nurse, to be, male nurse.
Yes, and pretend to be her keeper. And we're going to show up at the dealership, sassy, ready to go, asking all the questions, and that he thinks that they won't take advantage of us because making my mom look like she's crippled.
Yeah, well, because we need a car to drive her around. Not because she's crippled, because she's not going to be crippled. She's just going to be unwell, you know?
like how she's this plant-based, but also eats meat. She's just like unwell, but can walk.
Yes, exactly. No. She's not crippled, because then we'd have to look for a car that accommodated the people who need, you know.
Yeah, like what if we're like, we're looking at a Porsche 911 two-seater, and they're like, what are you going to do with Granny in the wheelchair? And we're like, Mom, shut up.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting a RAV4.
So we decided, okay, we've got a little bit of a hookup, so we might go test some cars later. We're looking at like really, truly expanding our horizon, going to try a lot of things. I think I want like a luxury SUV, nothing too big, something that drives like a sports car, but that has a little bit of room in it.
Yes.
Ray and I've decided like when we sit down to like negotiate price, like we have come with all of the questions. You know what I mean? I'm so sorry, sir. What kind of gas does this take? Oh, it takes regular unleaded. We thought we were getting a hybrid. Wow. First mark. Strike. Check one.
Well, what amenities do you need?
Can I tell you? I only want one thing. Well, no, I want two things.
What do you want?
One thing I can afford, the other thing I can't afford. The one thing I can afford is I have to have a sunroof.
Amen.
I love a moonroof. Yes. I love to feel the wind in my hair. Even in the winter, I always have my sunroof open.
Also, you need a sunroof because if you ride with your windows down, it chaps your face. And in order to keep perfect skin, you can't have a chapped face. But the wind on top of your head, it works.
Yes, I love it. I love, love, love a sunroof. Panoramic moonroof would be great. What I probably can't afford, because I've heard that it's the most expensive thing to put in a car, is the seat cooler. I don't give a fuck about a seat heater. It is so fucking hot in Georgia, and I sweat really from my grundle region and my forehead. So if I can have the sunroof open with the AC on and then the seat coolers, yeah. I'd love those.
Yeah, that's a nice feature.
I think that adds like an extra like $20,000 on a car.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's insane. Listen, I didn't believe in a seat heater for a long time, but I threw out my back a month ago, and wow, I'm rocking it.
I mean, I love a seat heater. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'd rather a seat cooler.
Well, you know what I would want? I would want this where it start when you can start the car from when you're in the house.
Yeah.
So then the AC's pumping, because there's nothing like getting on hot leather.
But all the new cars have this. But here's what I've heard. I've always bought a car with just cash, but I've always bought like pre-owned vehicles. But apparently now with all the new technology that comes out, you're better off leasing a car because then you can turn it back in 2 years and you get the all new technology.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, I would buy right now at this point. I think the 2021 cars are already out, so you can get a great deal in the 2020s. But I don't think I want to buy a 2020 because it's going to be a lemon.
Yeah, 100%. Well, no, because the 2020s were made last year. So I think they're okay.
It's oh, any that's of the, a good point.
Yeah, because if it's 2020, it's already been made. It was shipped from Mexico months ago. You know what I mean? Or Europe, depending on where you're getting your car. But it's the next year's cars that are going to be a shit show.
Great point. So don't buy a 2021 because that was made in 2020. It's a lemon.
Yeah, correct. Because all the factories have to figure out the spacing and the issues. And
you could be driving down the highway, have no brakes.
Exactly. Your car's just going to fall apart like a Lego.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, I'm out.
So really we're going in with, you know, we don't want to get scammed, but in that reverse, like we're also going to be scamming them.
Correct. Because what I've learned in this pandemic by watching a million documentaries is all the very filthy rich people in America are con artists.
Everyone.
Everyone's a con artist and we're not, which is why we're not filthy rich, which is why we're not flying Kylie Air. Okay.
Kylie Air.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner got her own like jet and named it Kylie Air.
Ugh.
I know.
Exhausting.
But there, that was a con. You know what I mean?
That was a con because she's not really a billionaire.
That's right.
And listen, I like the Kardashians.
I'm not mad at them.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. They hustled.
What do you think about what's going on with Kanye right now? That's an absolutely not in the sense that obviously he's going through something and I respect anybody with mental illness. I've never gone through that, so I can't speak to it. But I do feel like Kim is having one of those moments where she's like, fuck me.
Having someone in your family who's bipolar or, you know, you yourself being bipolar, it's a disease that there's still so much unknown about it. You know what I mean?
And he's clearly on the manic high.
Yeah, he's definitely in a manic episode. And I think that what's more challenging is the fact that they're doing it on a public stage because they're public figures. And two, they have four children. So at the end of the day, no matter how much she wants to help Kanye, she's got to protect her kids.
Yeah.
So
but I mean, he threw her mom under the bus.
Everyone under the bus.
If somebody came for Red, forget it. If
forget
Jeff came for Red,
it.
Forget about it. To speak on that, like, listen, he's already been dealing with stuff, but the pandemic has made everybody have these, I think, almost like outer body experiences in the sense that we've all at some point had a little bit of a break, like a little snap.
Yep.
I mean, I was doing Zoomies around the house the other day. I mean, when you came in, I was hot.
Yeah,
I've
never seen you more stressed.
It's just a lot. It's a lot going on.
Going
I need
on.
A break from my mom. I love her. I'm so glad I moved in. But this whole situation was going to work out if I was like, hey, I moved into the house. Jeff and I take over the house. We live our life. This is our great little compound. We have everything set up. But then when I go out on the road or I'm traveling, like I come back to a really like beautiful family and a great life. But because I'm locked up raw with Robin in construction and there's just fucking chaos everywhere, she and I are at each other's throats.
Yeah, 100%. But that's what happens when you live through construction.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't get people who flip houses. How the fuck do you do that?
Well, they're not living in the house, are they?
They could be.
That's not for me.
And we're not flipping everything. We're just gutting the basement, redoing that.
Well, you did two bathrooms. Yeah. You're doing all the floors.
Yeah, we actually are doing
it's a lot of work.
I casually interrupt the podcast so I can tell you some of my favorite products from Glossier. Listen, it's summer. I am trying to protect my skin, but also stay moisturized and look fabulous at the same time. Well, the cool thing is I got Glossier. So here's the deal. I am obsessed, literally cannot live without it. Their Invisible Shield sunscreen. It's basically a sunscreen for people who hate wearing sunscreen. This daily sunscreen with SPF 35 is truly transparent sun protection that you'll want to use every day. I love it because when you put it on, it just is like a clear layer on your skin that absorbs nicely. You know, when you were like on the beach or going to swim team when you were a kid and it's like the 80s and then your mom just slaps all that zinc on you and it never gets rubbed in and you look like the walking dead. You just look like a ghost running around the pool deck. Well, don't worry. With the Invisible Shield, you can't even tell it's on, but guess what? Your skin can tell because you'll be protected. I also live for their moisturizers. They have a priming moisturizer, which offers light buildable hydration for in-between skin. And then if you need something a little bit richer, they have a priming moisturizer rich, which offers a buttery comforting nourishment for dry skin. I go in between two. Like if I know I'm going to be out all day, I'll use priming moisturizer. And then if I need something a little bit more rich, I use the rich version. Cause honey, you know, that skin's combination. Here's the thing. Right now you can get that glowy, dewy look for yourself by visiting glossier.com/podcast/absolutely. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order on glossier.com/podcast/absolutely. Certain exclusions apply. That's glossier.com/podcast/absolutely.
So, welcome. I'm sorry. You know, you could run for the mayor of my town.
You got a great mayor. I don't need to run here.
Right. We do have a great mayor. Keisha's amazing.
Oh, is there a separate mayor for like this little neighborhood that you live in?
Yeah, there's a separate mayor for because I'm right outside of Atlanta.
Got it.
It'd be like the mayor of Calabasas.
Yeah, that was the first time I was bamboozled. You were like, come to Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. And then we were an hour away from the city.
We're not an hour away. We're 3 miles, you ass. Okay, where I live is equivalent to like Studio City to West Hollywood.
Yeah, but
over the hill.
Right now, there's no traffic. But when I came the first time, it was insane.
How long does it take you to get from West Hollywood? The Whole Foods on Fairfax over the hill to the Jones on 3rd in Studio City during rush hour.
Probably 45 minutes.
There you go. So shut the fuck up.
But if I'm on at the Whole Foods on Fairfax, why am I going to the Jones on 3rd Studio City when I go to the Jones on 3rd on 3rd?
Because the Jones on 3rd on 3rd, sometimes that traffic is even worse going that way.
That's right.
And we love the Jones on 3rd.
Shout out to Jones on 3rd.
Shout out to Joan.
I mean, I knew I should have brought you a Chinese chicken salad, but it wasn't going to keep.
Yeah, because you're coming from Nantucket, not LA. So I mean, we've talked about this. I've met a lot of cool celebrities working at SoulCycle or whatever. I mean, I've had a lot of like very A-list people now that I'm doing comedy and everything. I geeked out more when Joan, who owns Jones on Third, DM'd me one day than I've ever geeked out in my life.
I mean, because she is an icon.
And you just got a very excited.
And I've been spending a lot of time at Jones on Third, not eating there because it's closed, but picking up. I pick up quite frequently. During the very beginning of the pandemic, I was super serious about not going out. I only went to the grocery store every 3 weeks. Like it was like lockdown, lockdown, lockdown.
Yeah.
And then once LA slowly started reopening, I would only pick up food from a handful of places
right.
that I trusted, or at least that I felt like they had the right procedures. One of them being Jones on Third. And I was like, this is my routine. This is my headspace. I'm going to go get my salad on Saturday. I'm going to do my pool aerobics and that's it. Period.
Right.
Okay. So I've been spending kind of a lot of time there. And right before I came to Nantucket, I had to do a big order from Jones. And the woman was like, oh, is this Ray? I recognize your sweet, sweet voice. And I was like, it's me. It's my sweet, sweet voice. And it was her daughter. And now we're email buddies. And I am just
You're in. You're in the Jones on Third family.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, if you're listening to this, don't be bamboozled. There's a knockoff Jones on Third in Santa Monica.
No, I think it finally closed.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, it was. That was a mess.
That was a mess. First of all, we don't go to the West Side. I don't know why you go to the West Side. I don't know who lives on the West Side.
I don't know. I have a few friends, and every time I complain, I'm like, guys, I don't need to cross the 405 anymore.
I'm done.
I'm good.
I'm a WeHo kind of gal. Leave me there to die.
We're good to go. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting for the big one because that half of the 405 will be gone anyway.
You're waiting for the big one? Ray, we're already in a pandemic and now you're waiting for the big one?
Well, yeah, because I mean, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. If you don't think natural disasters are next, you're mistaken.
I mean, you're right.
Before I went to Nantucket, I texted my girlfriend because I'd never been there. And I said, what's the deal with hurricanes? Because I don't deal with inclement weather. All right. I'm from California. We got wildfires and earthquakes. That's the only thing I need to worry about.
You can't handle a little summer thunderstorm.
I'd rather not.
It's great. Every day at 5 in Georgia, it's like that heat starts to come in and then you get a beautiful thunderstorm and then it's just like beautiful the rest of the evening.
Okay. So when you wake up in California, the sun is coming from the east to the west and it's just beautiful all day. Okay. And then the sun sets over the water.
Okay.
You watch the sunset over the water and then you have a margarita.
Okay. You know what, Ray? You are such a West Coast elitist, but I just want to have you know, like I enjoy the East Coast and I love being in the South.
Yeah, you do. But you also love LA.
I love LA because the weather's beautiful.
Yeah. And it's just perfect.
Okay. So let's get back to your fucking campaign for running for mayor of Nantucket, even though you don't own property there. You've been there once and like the lobster rolls were $75.
Yeah.
But my point about the Hamptons was the Hamptons are beautiful, but when you go to lunch, so you pop into a place that would be like an equivalent of a Jones on Third.
Okay.
But it's shitty food. It's not good. And literally an iced tea and a club sandwich would, I'm not even exaggerating, would be $65.
Yeah, well, so just stop going to the Hamptons.
I don't go. Also, nobody invites me.
Also, I heard the Hamptons is lawless.
Oh, it is lawless.
Yeah. When I was in Nantucket, I was there with my roommate and she has friends that are in the Hamptons and kids are still doing share houses, which I hadn't even know what that term was.
What's a share house?
I guess when you like a group of people all rent a house together, it's like 10 friends.
Yeah.
And they like crowd in there like it's spring break. And I'm like, I'm too old for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm good.
If you don't have a beautiful king bed waiting for me in like a guest house, I'm not coming.
I'm not coming. Goodbye. So she said that they're still doing share houses in the Hamptons. Kids are partying. It's just like a mess. I don't need to go there. Nantucket was peaceful. It was quiet. Every meal I had was fantastic. I mean, right. I'm a chef, so it was, you know, obviously like perfect. And then that was it.
What I really want to do is hang out with Martha Stewart, though, in East Hampton on her compound. Or I'll go to her farm in Connecticut. Like, I'm waiting. I need somebody to help me bridge that relationship because Martha has been so savage on, like, her Instagram.
I mean, she's goals.
You know, I've always been a barefoot Contessa Ina Garten gal. She's kind of has, like, pseudo-blocked me on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she hasn't blocked me, but I can't comment on any of her things.
Right.
So I think that her people are definitely, like, sleeping with one eye open.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really think is just my new play is Martha Stewart because Martha is savage. She doesn't give a fuck. She gets super fucked up. She has a great time and she can like teach me a thing or two and probably let me smoke weed in the house.
Probably.
So that's our angle. We need to become like friends with Martha Stewart.
Yeah. No? I don't know. I mean, you want to be friends with Martha Stewart. I'd rather be friends with Diane Keaton. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'd love to be friends with Diane Keaton, but I do think that if we're going to do the Hamptons experience, we need to do it at Martha's.
Right, right, right. Of course, of course.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out with Diane Keaton in her fucking closet and try on all of her weird gloves and
all of her hats.
Don't know if it's like an older, mature thing where she likes to be fully covered because of the sun.
Right.
But she's literally always covered.
Always covered. When I worked at SoulCycle Santa Monica, she came in a trench coat and took it into the room.
So what's the story there?
I don't know.
Why is she Oh, I mean, always has a full length glove on.
Maybe she has something where she's cold. Maybe she has Raynaud's. What's it called?
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No, I think it's Raynaud's. I mean, one of my friends has it where they like the tips of their fingers and the tips of their toes like are cold.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Or maybe she has a skin condition where she can't get sun on it.
I mean, I have eczema and it flares up and I like to cover up because people always gawk. They're like, why are you so rashy? And I'm like, you know what? Step off.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I need you to sell me this car right now and not judge me.
Speaking of the cars, that was the other thing that we were going to say. So I brought the diversity. Robin was going to bring her unwellness and we were going to talk about how you were barren.
Yes. How I might have three eggs left.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so if they didn't give us a good deal, Ray was going to be like, first of all, this is a hate crime because I am a gay Asian Mexican man.
Correct.
This older lady right here is literally a pillar of the community and she is unwell. And then this woman right here is a female that has no babies left.
Yep. Correct.
So where is our discount?
Correct.
Do I think that would work? Probably not.
It might.
Fuck, it better.
It better. Robin's not getting a new car.
It's not even about Robin's car right now. Her car's in the shop. We're fixing it or whatever, but I'm going to get my car first and then I'll get her something. I really want the Tesla Model 3 only because it self-drives. You know, I don't like to drive. I want to be fucking
driven
around.
You never want to drive.
I don't, but I need a car.
Right.
Somebody said, they're like, everybody's gotten a Tesla. I've been reading the Consumer Reports. Like I'm doing all the research. Everybody loves it. They're like, this is a great car. And this is the Tesla that's a reasonable model. Fuck, you can get a Tesla Model 3 that drives itself, that has all the technology, that's literally like the same price of a four-year-old BMW. So you might as well get a fucking brand new car.
Yeah, you might as well. But then you got to give it back in 2 years.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like everyone who has a Tesla leases it and they give it back in 2 years.
Oh, they're leasing. That's the thing. I don't know the difference.
Well, I mean, I don't care to know the difference, I guess.
But my thing is then other people say, well, Elon Musk is nuts. Don't buy a car from him. I'm like, aren't we all fucking nuts?
Yeah, we're all nuts. We're in a pandemic. He might be nuts, but at least he took the technology of the Tesla coil and shared it with the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's not hoarding his nuts, his geniusness. It's like me. I try and tell, you know, entertain people on Instagram all day so they understand I'm a selfless person giving back to the world.
Yeah.
Okay, deep eye roll. You know, if you want me to do the marketing and branding for your Nantucket mayoral campaign.
I didn't sign that contract.
So who are you going to have run your campaign, Ray?
I don't know. We're going to find a waspy wasp, you know?
You know what? Fuck you. You came to my house and now you won't even let me help you run for mayor of Nantucket.
No, I said you can come on the trail with me, but you're not going to be in charge of the campaign. You know what I mean? You know, in Veep.
Yeah.
When Selena has her friend who just talks in circles.
Yeah.
That's going to be you.
Okay. You know what? At this
you're
point,
not my Amy. You're not my Dan. Okay.
Am I at least your Mike?
Well,
I could be press secretary.
You'd look good as a redhead. I mean, your mom looks good as a redhead.
I think I'd be really great at putting out fires, like pivoting.
100%.
I'm a great pivoter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You could be the press secretary of the first gentleman.
And I can't wait for that. And I can't wait for when you know, decorate the White House and it's all fabulous and we get to like party.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the Christmas trees?
And then can you just invite me to all the like the biggest state dinners?
Yeah,
and then
course.
Sit me next to like, you know,
ambassadors. Senators.
Yes. Of like Uzbekistan. And yes. I try and like have a broken English conversation. I'm here for it.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. I'm going to let you get out of here because we've got to go purchase a car.
We got to go buy a car.
So do you have any other absolutely nots during the pandemic or anything you want to say to the people of America? Just get it off your chest. Anything you want to leave that you learned in Nantucket?
Yeah, absolutely not to the dead bunnies of Nantucket.
Okay.
We need to get what is it called? Animal control.
Animal control.
We got to up that budget.
Okay.
And then absolutely not to people being assholes.
Yeah, just in general.
Just in general. Stop being an asshole. Wear a mask.
Be a good person.
Be a good person. Judge people on their character.
Live, laugh, love.
Amen. And absolutely not to your mom controlling what I'm eating here.
You and me both. You know what? Here's the thing. Once you put her in that wheelchair, she won't even know what hit her. Okay. We're going to go down there. We're reclaiming our chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go get that bag back.
Let's do it. Let's do that and then go buy a Range Rover.
Yeah, got a bag and fix my teeth. Goodbye.
Oh, and we'll see you later. That's it. Live, laugh, love. We'll see you later on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.